Today, let's talk about the system. This is session two of the Rise Formula. Now we want to take, we've already figured out your brand. We've got you popping, you're standing out, you're being yourself, you're having a blast. That's great. Now, when people come to you, we want to have a signature system ready. Number one, because we want to get you known for this system. This is going to be the thing you become known for. This is your brilliance. This is your expertise. This is the thing you're already doing with your clients. And we want to create it into a named signature system that you can be known for. For me, that began with Command Any Room. That's what I became known for. And every 6- and 7-figure leader that you know has a signature system they've become known for. You want that too, for so many different reasons. The first is it's going to provide some structure to your content, to your expertise, to the things that you want to share with people so that you're not jumping all over the map. It makes it easier for people to understand. It gives you some steps and structure to the way you might want to work with people. If you're coaching them or you're doing consulting, you can call it, kind of follow the roadmap of the steps. What I'm taking you through right now is a system, right? The Rise Formula is a 7-step system. It gives you some content and we're moving from one thing to the next in a logical order. You need to do that with your expertise as well. And that system needs to solve a problem that the marketplace is currently suffering from. So it's got to address a need that your ideal clients want to solve. So if you don't have a signature system yet, you really want to create that first one in the hub of what you do. If you're not really sure, a great question that I ask people who come to me who haven't mapped this out yet is, let's just say tomorrow, I'm going to put you in front of a room of people. I've already gathered them. So there's 100 people that are coming. They're cool. They're hip. They're like your ideal clients. You're not going to get paid. You're just going to come and teach for a day. So imagine you're not going to get paid though. So you've got to make it something that you're going to really enjoy teaching or talking about. What would you share with that audience if you had a whole day with them to just have at it, right? If you can answer that question, you're going to start to get to the core of what you really do well because you only have a day, right? This is happening tomorrow. You can't just suddenly learn some new skill or trait. And number two, it's going to be something you really enjoy because I'm not paying you in this imaginary situation. So that's a great starting place. For me, it was the speak to sell format, right? I was like, hey, I'm really good at this and people keep asking for my help. How can they create a great talk? How do I make offers to groups? How do I convert rooms? It was something that I was doing well at, and I was getting a lot of questions from people wanting help. So it was a natural place for me to start, and that was Command Any Room and the beginning of Speak, Serve, Grow. So you want to create that system for yourself. Once you've created your system, you can begin to do some market research. So in other words, you don't want to plant your flag and become known for something you have no prior knowledge of, on, however you would say that. That being said, once you figure out what you want to teach and you really hone in that topic, you absolutely can do research. So Google is your best friend. Start looking up information on your topics, get books, listen to podcasts, read blog entries, and start researching what's out there for a couple of reasons. You might stumble on something you haven't thought of yet and go, oh, wow, I need to really start including that into what I'm talking about. Or you might find some points of differentiation, as we talked about at the end of the session one, the brand, and we talked about differentiators. You know, you might find some things where you go, ooh, here's where I could be a little polarizing because I do not agree with what all these people are talking about online. They're nuts. So once you figure out your topic and where you want to focus your system on, start doing some extra research online and figure out what you might want to add to it that you're seeing that's happening out there, what other people are teaching, or what you might want to stand up against and say, hey, I'm not down with what's happening in the market. Next, you want to map out the system, and the simplest way to do that is to, I always say, imagine you're standing at the foot of a mountain and you're going to help your ideal client get up and over the mountain to the other side. So the side that you begin on is where they're standing in, let's say, a field of problems, right? They're just in the problem. So think about your ideal client, all that they're struggling with, and that is your starting place. They are stuck in the problem. You are going to take them by the hand and you're going to start walking them up the mountain. So they, what's the very first thing that you would teach them to start getting them out of the problem? In this series, what I decided was the first thing I need to share with you is about creating a brand, right? A standout brand. The next thing I need to share with you is the system. Now we're a little farther up the mountain. The next thing I'm going to talk to you about is your profit plan, making money. Now we're going to be like almost to the top of the mountain. By the time we're done with this series, we're going to be on the other side. The other side is when the person has gotten some results, right? They're out of that stuck problem place and they're in a place of transformation or change. They are healed. You might think of it that way. So what are the steps in between that get somebody out of the problem into transformation on the other side? The quick tip or hint here, where I see a lot of people get stuck, it's why I hand walk people through this a lot personally when I'm coaching them, is a lot of times people mistake their process for the system. So they would be like, well, first I'm going to have them fill out an assessment, and then we're going to have an initial coaching session, and then we're going to do a tapping session or whatever the thing is. You start thinking about like the process, but not the topics or the buckets of information you need to give people. So if you look at the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, that is a 7-step process. Stephen Covey decided there were 7 key things we all needed to learn to be high functioning people in our careers, in our life, and at home. And he said, here are these 7 things I have to give you to help your life. So there might be 5 keys you need to share with me to help me find the love of my life, or there might be 7 key things I need to know to grow my online business, or 5 key things to revamp my social media. But make it the topics you need to share with me, not the process. Makes sense? I sure hope so. You can certainly shoot me an email and ask me a question if you get stuck on that. And then once we have your system, we're going to productize it. So first we systematize it, and then we're going to productize it. Oh, I need like a drum beat or something. So here's the really cool thing. You figure out what you want to talk about. You hone that in on solving a problem that your tribe needs and wants to have solved. You add a little to it, some oomph to it by doing research. Then you really map out the system, the steps of the system. And now you have something you can turn into a product. It's also going to feed your talk when we get to step 4. And I'll show you how that works later. But this is the thing you want to become known for. So the cool thing is you can create a little 7-week or 6-week series based on each step. Let's take the Rise formula. We've got 7 steps. I could turn this into a 7-week series if I wanted to, right? So once you have a systematized program, you can productize it by leading a teleclass or a webinar or a workshop, teaching an hour or so on each step of your system. And now you have something that you can sell online and off, which allows you, the recordings is what you can sell. And now you can remove yourself from the equation. We can really automate this so that you can start making money even when you're at home, which is super fun. It also helps you when you speak, because when you hold a product up in the air, like a physical product, and you say, hey, meet me in the back of the room, you know, I'm going to give you the Command Any Room home study program and 2 tickets to the Rise Live event. Like, people like to see that physical thing in your hand and they will run to the back to get it. So you definitely want to have that product. And again, just for the leverage and the income piece as well, it's a huge turning point for me when I created Command Any Room. That was when I finally catapulted into 6 figures and just went straight up into multiple 6 figures. It was when we switched to Speak, Serve, Grow. And then 6 months in, I launched Command Any Room, had a $10,000 month, never looked back. That's what we want to do for you. And if you want to dive deeper into this topic, you can check out Rock Your Talk from Home. That's where we dive into how do you create your signature system, stamp it with your brand, turn it into a product and program, and then how do you promote it and profit from it? So all of that is in the Rock Your Talk from Home program. And keep going through this free content. More coming at you.